UFOs, UAPs, and bodies? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And what's up, everybody? I have a most interesting story to talk with you this evening. I kind of wanted to make the connection of how it is in the Bible, but it is and it's not. But it is and it's not. But it is. It really is. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, you know the routine. Please go ahead and hit the share button on this. It would greatly bless me if you would. If you're on Facebook, go ahead and type in exclamation point notify. It's all one word, everybody. I know some people want to put the space in there. There's no spaces. Exclamation point notify, just like you see it there. Also, hit the thumbs up and share the video as well. Explanation notified would mean you would get notifications on Facebook. I wish they had it for YouTube, and I wish they had it for Rumble, maybe one day. But if you are watching on YouTube right now, go ahead and hit the thumbs up for me and also hit the share button. There is a share button on YouTube as well as Rumble. Hit the Rumble button, thumbs up, and share the video there as well. Okay, let's get into it. Now, as a kid, I've always been fascinated with UFOs. And now they call them UAPs, Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. And I don't know why they changed it to that. I guess because anything can be an object in the sky. A balloon can be an object in the sky, but now they're calling it phenomenon. And everyone used to say it was all a conspiracy theory, Area 51, all of this, all of that about UFOs being in the sky. And many people saying that they've seen them. Personally, Will Johnson has never seen them. But I still believe that they do exist, right? I don't believe, unless you're a flat earther, I don't believe that we're the only planet in this great, humongous universe is the only planet that has life on it. What a waste of space, pun intended, if that's the case. Why would it just be the one? I don't put any limits on God. I don't put any restrictions on God. You're flat earther, you kind of do. And some people get upset with me. Say, oh, no, it's not. That just means you really believe in God if you believe in flat earth. But anyways, I want to talk about these UFOs. Actually, last year, there was a hearing last year on Capitol Hill where they were actually talking about the UAPs. And I was like, what? They're actually talking about this stuff. And in the hearing last year, what was really surprising to me, or actually wasn't surprising, but I brought light to it, is that they were talking about that they didn't want you and I to talk about UFOs. And I'm like, why not? That's talking about control. The federal government is actually saying, well, we need to protect people's opinions when it comes to UFOs. And I'm like, what do you mean protect our opinion when it comes to UFOs? I've never seen them, but I believe they exist. I would like to see one. I was in California and I thought I was looking at a UFO, but no, it was just SpaceX. Just SpaceX. But let me share some stuff with you because I think this is really important topic. And the reason why I say is all connected with God, because I believe in the last days we will see wonders and signs in the sky, right? That's going to give us indication that we're getting closer and closer. And we don't even need to see the wonders and signs in the sky to know that we're getting closer to the last days. All you have to do is just look here on earth and look what man is doing. We're repeating what they did in Sodom and Gomorrah. We're repeating what they did in the days of Noah. And I saw a meme out there, and I think it was my good buddy Todd Coconato actually put it out there. And he put a meme out there saying that in Noah's days, the fact checkers said that he was wrong. They said it wasn't going to rain. How does that work? Let me share this first image with you. And I do have some footage that, with some UFOs where people saying it's UFOs, but I can't play them. I'm just going to show you an image. I'm not going to play it, just show you an image, because the last time I actually showed an image of people saying, oh my goodness, look at this. And people all on the freeway stopping, looking up, and there was something going on in the sky. They blocked me from even going any further with it. They didn't want to share. So I'm just going to show you an image. I'm not going to play anything of it, but I will show you some of the hearing. Now I can show this to you all day, right? This is the Freedom of Information Act. I'm calling it out right now. Freedom of Information Act. I hope the algorithms pick that up. Let me say it one more time. Clearly, the Freedom of Information Act. Okay. Listen to this, because they're talking on Capitol Hill about these UFOs, or in this case, UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena.
Yeah. Now, these guys that testified, they are called whistleblowers.
Whistleblowers.
These guys actually came forward. Mm. And it's kind of like the whole Men in Black thing.
You know, it is. You were talking about that earlier. Like, and you don't know, when you're listening to this, it sounds like there's actually some Men in Black involved in this, like, because all this alien stuff is going on and they're keeping it out away from the public. How many people seen Men in Black? You can put it in the comments.
I've seen it.
Okay. But watch this. Watch this. This is some of the hearing about the whistleblowers coming out, talking about what they've seen and what happened to them when they were talking about it.
Thank you. Chairman Grothman, Ranking Member Garcia, distinguished members of the House Oversight Subcommittee on National Security, Representatives Burchett and Luna. My name is Ryan Fobbs Graves, and I'm a former F-18 pilot with a decade of service in the U.S. Navy, including two deployments in Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Inherent Resolve. I have experienced advanced UAP firsthand, and I'm here to voice the concerns of more than 30 commercial aircrew and military veterans who have confided their similar encounters with me. Today, I would like to highlight three critical issues that demand our action. As we convene here, UAP are in our airspace, but they are grossly underreported. These sightings are not rare or isolated, they are routine. Military aircrew and commercial pilots, trained observers whose lives depend on accurate identification, are frequently witnessing these phenomena. The stigma attached to UAP is real and powerful and challenges national security. It silences commercial pilots who fear professional repercussions, discourages witnesses, and is only compounded by recent government claims questioning the credibility of eyewitness testimony. Parts of our government are aware of more about UAP than they let on, but excessive classification practices keep crucial information hidden. Since 2021, all UAP videos are classified as secret or above. This level of secrecy not only impedes our understanding, but fuels speculation and mistrust. In 2014, I was an F-18 Foxtrot pilot in the Navy Fighter Attack Squadron 11, the Red Rippers, and I was stationed at NAS Oceana in Virginia Beach. After upgrades were made to our jet's radar systems, we began detecting unknown objects operating in our airspace. At first, we assumed they were radar errors, but soon we began to correlate the radar tracks with multiple onboard sensors, including infrared systems, eventually through visual ID. During a training mission in Warning Area Whiskey 72, 10 miles off the coast of Virginia Beach, two F-18 Super Hornets were split by a UAP. The object, described as a dark gray or a black cube inside of a clear sphere, came within 50 feet of the lead aircraft and was estimated to be 5 to 15 feet in diameter. The mission commander terminated the flight immediately and returned to base. Our squadron submitted a safety report, but there was no official acknowledgement of the incident and no further mechanism to report the sightings. Soon, these encounters became so frequent that aircrew would discuss the risk of UAP as part of their regular pre-flight briefs. Recognizing the need for action and answers, I founded Americans for Safe Aerospace. The organization has since become a haven for UAP witnesses who were previously unspoken due to the absence of a safe intake process. More than 30 witnesses have come forward, and almost 5,000 Americans have joined us in the fight for transparency at safeaerospace.org. The majority of witnesses are commercial pilots at major airlines. Often, they are veterans with decades of flying experience. Pilots are reporting UAP at altitudes that appear above them at 40,000 feet, potentially in low Earth orbit or in the gray zone below the Kármán line, making inexplainable maneuvers like right-hand turns and retrograde orbits or J-hooks. Sometimes these reports are reoccurring, with numerous recent sightings north of Hawaii and in the North Atlantic. Other veterans are also coming forward to us regarding UAP encounters in our airspace and oceans. The most compelling involve observations of UAP by multiple witnesses and sensor systems. I believe these accounts are only scratching the surface, and more will share their experiences once it is safe to do so.
That's a key point. Once they say it's safe to do so, meaning that a lot of these pilots, both military and personal, commercial pilots, You know, they were silent about the information when they saw a UFO or UAP. They were silent about it. I would think, and I could be wrong, but I would think if I was a pilot and I saw something that was completely out of the ordinary and the object in the sky going this way and then boom, just automatically go this way and then causing problems with my instruments, right? You know, the controls and everything in the cockpit. You would think that I would want to report that. But they're telling us that a lot of these pilots would not report this information. We're going to get into that because that's really scary.
In closing, I recognize the skepticism surrounding this topic. If everyone could see the sensor and video data I witnessed, our national conversation would change. I urge us to put aside stigma and address the security and safety issue this topic represents. If UAP are foreign drones, it is an urgent national security problem. If it is something else, it is an issue for science. In either case, unidentified objects are concerned for flight safety. The American people deserve to know what is happening in our skies. It is long overdue. Thank you.
Yeah, it is absolutely long overdue. And this, again, I truly believe, because I believe what the word says is that, because I believe that we're living in the last days, that we're seeing all this stuff. And again, like I said, you don't need to look up in the sky to see UFOs or anything to recognize the times that we're living in. Just look at what man is doing here on the earth. I have some more that I want to share with you, because they actually have a conversation with this young man and about the UFOs and the situation that is going on. So let me just get to that, because y'all need to hear this. It's very important. And the only reason why I'm sharing is because, again, I've never seen a UFO. I would love to see one, to be honest with you. I'm highly interested. I'm highly interested in sci-fi movies and all of that. Maybe, I don't know. I can't say it's a guy thing, but I'm really interested in it. But listen to this.
The UFO whistleblower Ryan Graves is a former F-18 Navy pilot and executive director for Americans for Safe Aerospace, and he joins us right now live from New Hampshire. Ryan, thank you very much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This hearing yesterday was really something, because I don't think, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, UFO, it's, you know, it's just one of those science fiction things. You have seen one with your own two eyes, and as we just heard from your testimony yesterday, a lot of commercial pilots and military pilots see them all the time.
It's not quite as rare as at least I thought before I joined the Navy. But, you know, we started seeing objects pretty much on a daily basis once we upgraded our radar systems to a more advanced system. We then correlated those with other systems on our jet, and eventually we saw them with our own eyeballs. They look like dark gray or black cubes inside of a clear sphere. And we were always hitting these objects.
You got within 50 feet of one of these things. So describe the last time you saw one.
Well, I did not get within 50 feet, believe it or not. A colleague in my squadron had a near midair with one of these objects where they were flying into the entry point to our area. This object went between two F-18s on the way in within 50 feet. That was actually the first time we were able to gain a visual sighting of the object. Myself and others, we would try to fly up to these objects within about 500 feet for safety reasons. And they were very difficult to spot. But since we started having this problem initially, more and more pilots from the military have come forward. And I've been speaking with pilots who are still seeing these almost a decade later in the same place.
Sure. You know, and looking in, it looks like, to a lot of people, that the United States government knows a lot more than they're saying. Why would they want to keep this such a big secret?
Let me stop it there, too, because I was just sitting there talking to my producer, and she's talking about, like, in the comments, and I get it, everybody. I get it. A lot of people saying that this is smoke and mirrors. Some people saying it's a distraction. Some people saying it's not real. Some people saying it is real. Some people saying that they have seen it. My biggest point, and I think everybody would agree with this, is that regardless on what you think the motive is, we should be able to have the discussion. Am I wrong about that? And you know, I constantly use the analogy of a UFO when it comes talking about the public square. My point, see, a lot of people, they get stuck on certain things and not actually paying attention to the bigger picture.
And you know what, Will? You could tell people, I am the biggest person that's like, really, UFOs, aliens?
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever.
I talked to her, but see, and I've never seen them, right? But right. I do believe that they do exist.
I actually, one time, do think I saw something. I lived in California and I was driving. I worked out in the desert and I was driving home and I saw.
So you saw something and you're skeptical about it, but and I've never seen them and I believe that they do exist.
Well, I did get chills at the time because. You didn't? I was driving home. Did you get abducted?
Did you get abducted and just don't remember? Did you get probed?
But you know, it's funny because I was listening to these men, and as you listen to this testimony and stuff, these are people that came out and they talk about how people say they're crazy. You know, there's a reason why they've kept it quiet because of exactly what we're seeing in the chat.
Yes.
You know, people are, you know, kind of apprehensive. Because
then it just push it to where people don't want to say anything at all.
Yeah,
I mean, if you actually see something, I'm not going to say anything because then they say I'm crazy.
So I think, you know, all of them described me. I was like, okay, they saw something, right? Like, I don't want to take it away from them.
But let me get to the main reason why I want to share this information.
Okay,
just like I'm constantly using the public square when it comes to free speech.
True. Yeah.
Come to free speech. We should be able to have, look, no one is saying that you have to believe this information. That's the point here. No one says you have to believe it. But as soon as we start saying, you know what, don't allow them to talk about this, don't let them talk about that because I don't believe it. It's not about what I believe and don't believe. People should be able to have the discussion. Come on.
So funny.
If you don't believe in little green alien men walking around, that's fine. I don't believe in little green alien men either. But I believe objects are in the sky. Yeah.
Eddie Jones in the chat, he said, when I drink tequila, I see spaceships.
very good.
Laugh. But you know what? These people, I do think are credible. I do think they see stuff. They're saying that they even know where some of the stuff is located that the United States has recovered.
Yeah.
Listen, so that's interesting.
Listen to this. This is part of the hearing. Listen to this.
Do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries, yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
So my question is what is the distraction from all of this? Because, be honest with you, I'm interested in it, right? I'm interested in this happening, and the government would rather not for us not to talk about it. And the reason why I say there's more evidence of this is because when you have the federal government telling the American people, saying we need to stop people from talking about it, just simply talking about it, right? Because they want to be able to control. They literally said this, that we should be the ones who tell people what they should know about it. And I'm telling you, there's more people out there that have experience in all of this than anybody else. And I'm not going to start all of a sudden, it's like every show I'm doing, I'm talking about UFOs, UFPs, UAPs. No, there's an issue. And the only reason why I talk about this, because all this stuff is related. Some people believe, and again, this is not in the Bible, but some people believe that when the rapture happens, that they're going to blame it on UFOs, UAPs, and say that the aliens, that's how the news, and maybe possibly we are getting to that point, because all this other stuff happening, all these prophecies that are being fulfilled right now, it could possibly be something that they use to convince the people after the rapture happens that, hey, it was just aliens that did it. There's going to be so many different scenarios, so many different stories.
Hey, Will,
but maybe aliens, because now you have the federal government coming out talking about aliens visiting us. How do we know that they're not going to use it? Some people say that, and it's very plausible.
Well, you and I were talking just yesterday, and we were saying, what's going to bring us together? And you and I said a common enemy
yes.
could bring us together.
Yep.
That's I mean, a very I'm just good saying, point. I'm just throwing this out there because I found the hearing, like I said, I'm not a huge UFO believer person. I mean, if you ask me, you ask me all the time, so you know, you believe we're alone in the universe, and I'm like, I mean, why would God put anybody else on here with us? I mean, you know, I mean, what would be the purpose? I don't know the purpose, though.
What are you talking about? In the universe?
Greater plan. I don't know.
In the universe? Like, we're the only ones in the universe?
Yeah, you asked me that.
You know how, now there's a difference between the universe and the galaxy, right?
Yeah.
There's a difference. And our galaxy consists of how many suns with other planets, like ours circling those suns?
And then
the universe consists of a number of galaxies that we can't even count, unless, you know, of course, you're flat earther, then you don't.
I mean, my answer is I don't care. I don't care if there's other Earth, as long as they don't bother me. And, you know, but one of these guys testified that he was in a plane and literally whatever it was that he came in contact with, a sphere, literally took the controls away from him.
Yes.
And he had to manually handle his plane.
So what does this say when you have that, when you have them, these people that have these experiences say that the government has harmed them because they were speaking out, as well as the UFOs, right? Again, I've never seen one, but I'm not going to say that they don't exist, right?
Yeah. And Sandy in the chat, Sandy said we should be more afraid of government than the UFOs, which is 100% true.
Thank you. True. Especially also, when the government is telling you, don't believe this, but believe that.
And now believe that, but don't believe this.
You know?
You have to understand, the whole hearing is based on the government is hiding UFOs from us.
Yes.
Another reason why we shouldn't trust them.
And now the information is coming out about it.
The impact that they could have on us. Just like you said, they took over our controls and there's nothing he could do. He literally had to manually handle his plane, which, you know, now so much of it is automated and computerized.
Yes, he had to manually take control of it. They're saying
it's a security issue.
Yep.
At one point, you said that there has been harmful activity or aggressive activity. Has any of the activity been aggressive, been hostile in your reports?
I know of multiple colleagues of mine that got physically injured. And the activity, and I got
by UAPs or by people within the federal government?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. So there has been activity by alien or non-human technology and or beings that has caused harm to humans.
I can't get into the specifics in an open environment, but at least the activity that I personally witnessed, and I have to be very careful here because they tell you never to acknowledge tradecraft, right? So what I personally witnessed myself and my wife was very disturbing.
Okay.
Now he said, have you witnessed anybody that got injured by them or the government? And what did he say, Will? He said both.
Yeah, he said both. That's why I was just bringing it up a second ago. He said both.
So that's alarming, too. So if our government is hiding something from us and they're hurting people to keep it from us, that would be an issue.
I mean, you know, and a lot of people are saying that the UFOs that are flying around in the sky, these objects are just demons. You know, I wouldn't go as far as just saying they're demons. They may be being controlled by demon-possessed beings, just like the left. You know, these are people. They're not demons, but they're possessed by demons, right? There's in the spiritual realm, but people just saying these objects floating around, and a lot of times people just say the objects floating around are just demons because they don't know what they are. It's like we're living in the Stone Age again, or the time where they would just say, you know, oh my goodness, these witches, burn the witches, because they think because someone create penicillin and people start getting better, it must be a witch that created the penicillin. We just can't call somebody a demon or something a demon because we don't know what it is. Let me put it this way. Democrats used to call black people demon because they didn't understand them. Some of them still do. But just because you have somebody black or someone doing something that you don't understand what they're doing, you can't, I mean, we can't call them a demon. But now when they express demonic things, like the way they do with children, the way they're doing on the southern border, the way they're talking about all this, you know, introducing this demonic stuff, child pornography in schools, that is a demonic spirit. When they're going out hitting somebody, a demonic spirit has infested these people. That I completely agree with. But just because we see something, we don't understand it, we automatically call it a demon. That's like a little stretch, my personal opinion.
One of my constituents actually sent this next question, and I figured I'd ask it since I had the same thought. You've said that the U.S. has intact spacecraft. You said that the government has alien bodies or alien species. Have you seen the spacecraft?
I have to be careful to describe what I've seen firsthand and not in this environment, but I could answer that question behind closed doors.
Yeah. And have you seen any of the bodies?
That's something I've not witnessed myself.
Okay. And so with that being said, you know, the other statement that has been made that was intriguing to me because, and it's intriguing because my view has been that we are billions of light years away from any other system. And the concept that an alien species that's technologically advanced enough to travel billions of light years gets here and somehow is incompetent enough to not survive Earth or crashes is something that I find a little bit far-fetched. And with that being said, you have mentioned that there's interdimensional potential. Could you expound on that?
Yeah, that was a weird explanation that he gave after that. But yeah, that guy's obviously skeptical as well. Of course, you know, if it's non-human, then of course there's nothing going to happen to him, but or non-life. You know, but if there's life in it, of course something can happen to you even on another planet or whatever. I mean, the pilot guy that he asked that question talked about different scenarios that can happen on airplanes and stuff like that.
Let me say this. You know, we've gotten to a point where the technology here is beyond a lot of what a lot of people even can comprehend. And a lot of people say, well, I can comprehend a lot. Let me put it this way. Many people don't know that they actually have a fusion reactor. They actually have one now. They also have a quantum computer. They have this quantum computer connected to AI. So now they can ask the AI any questions that's connected to this quantum computer, and they can create devices. The level of technology, what we see today, is going to be nothing compared just 5 years from now. Look what they're having. Let me break it down to you real quick if I can. And I used to ask this question all the time, and I'm still kind of asking the question. Your mobile device that you're using, your computer that you're using, you know, there's a processor in every single device. I don't care what it is right now. There's a processor. If you, like my watch here, there's a processor in it. Everything has a processor. And you know that what that processor is made out of, Shannon? Do you know what the processor is made out of?
No.
Silicone. It's basically dirt. Who, and this was always my question, who knew to take that dirt and put it together and hook some wires to it and be able to put information in and get information back? Who knew to do that? And then if you go out there and Google it, it'll talk about people where they started doing it, but no one says exactly who started. Who figure it out to take the dirt, mash it together, and be able to connect it and make it start generating information. Google it. I've Googled it for years. Maybe so. Well, where you just haven't been Googling the right place? Well, Google it and send it to me. Yeah, Google it and send it to me because I still want to know. Brings me back to my point. Just because we see something in the sky flying around doesn't mean that it's not even man-made. It could be someone that has created something and actually did something anything that we see here pretty much is created here, right? The F-16, all of that. Well, people say, well, you have to have a lot of money. There's people spending money on stuff that you have no idea. No idea. So just because we see an object in the airplane, let me put it this way. When people first saw that stealth bomber in the sky. You know what they were saying, Shannon? It was a UFO.
We
can say the same thing. Oh, it's a stealth bomber. We don't know what it is because we haven't seen one before. It's a demon. I mean, it's just so weird that people do that because they don't know something. They just automatically call it a demon.
Well, like
don't understand that.
You know, he said in the interview that at the beginning of the show, he said it used to be that they were skeptical like that too. But he said as time goes on and they got to know, you know, the pilots that are questioning what had been going on, the more likelihood that the answer was what they kind of thought it was, that it is an identifying phenomenon, not of this earth, according to him. This is all him. This isn't us talking. It was a very interesting hearing. Even Matt Gaetz had quite an interesting kind of testimony.
Yeah, he did. Let's listen to Matt Gaetz because, I mean, I like Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, I don't think he's several one of those smoke and mirror guys.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Months ago, my office received a protected disclosure from Eglin Air Force Base indicating that there was a UAP incident that required my attention. I sought a briefing regarding that episode and brought with me Congressman Burchett and Congresswoman Luna. We asked to see any of the evidence that had been taken by flight crew in this endeavor and to observe any radar signature as well as to meet with the flight crew. We were not afforded access to all of the flight crew. And initially, we were not afforded access to images and to radar. Thereafter, we had a bit of a discussion about how authorities flow in the United States of America, and we did see the image. And we did meet with one member of the flight crew who took the image. The image was of something that I am not able to attach to any human capability, either from the United States or from any of our adversaries. And I'm somewhat informed on the matter, having served on the Armed Services Committee for 7 years, having served on the committee that oversees DARPA and advanced technologies for several years. When we spoke with the flight crew, and when he showed us the photo that he'd taken, I asked why the video wasn't engaged, why we didn't have a FLIR system that worked. Here's what he said. They were out on a test mission that day over the Gulf of Mexico. And when you're on a test mission, you're supposed to have clear airspace, not supposed to be anything that shows up. And they saw a sequence of four craft in a clear diamond formation for which there is a radar sequence that I alone have observed in the United States Congress. One of the pilots goes to check out that diamond formation and sees a large floating, what I can only describe as an orb, again, like I said, not of any human capability that I'm aware of. And when he approached, he said that his radar went down, he said that his FLIR system malfunctioned, and that he had to manually take this image from one of the lenses, and it was not automated in collection, as you would typically see in a test mission. So I guess I'll start with Commander Fravor. How should we think about the fact that this craft that was approached by our pilot had the capability of disarming a number of the sensor and collection systems on that craft?
Well, I think this goes to that national security side. You can go back through history of...
Hold on, let me stop it real quick. And I have to address this. I just saw this. Linda, I'm not going to say your last name. Linda, you are so spot on. I just happened to see this comment, and this is exactly it. And Linda, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let me read what Linda says, everybody. Linda says, there are companies that do drone shows instead of fireworks. Now, these drones can take sharp turns. They can take sharp turns. They have lights on them. I have a drone. I can boom, boom, and make it do just like that. And they also have the drones where they can have the drones fly in formation and make it look like certain things. They can shoot laser lights from the drone to another drone, and it can look like an object. I'm just saying. Look. Linda's is so spot on. She says, my mom saw a drone show practicing in the daylight and thought it could be angels. We need to slow down about what we think we see. Exactly.
There is a documented encounter where there was a spaceship, according to multiple witnesses who were at the same place, that was as large as a football field.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I get what she's saying. And of course, today we've seen stuff and I'm like, yeah, is that a drone? I get it. But some of these things are
massive.
Massive.
Some of them are massive.
They're not small.
True.
So,
but again, we just need to be, instead of just because we don't understand something, we see something, we don't understand what it is. Just, I mean.
And I think that's what the point of this hearing is. Let's have open dialogue, like you said, Will, and let's find out what this really is, because pilots are seeing it. Like he said, we're not talking about these are rare sightings. These are common, like everyday sightings that they're seeing up in the sky.
But then again, like you were saying earlier, and we were having a discussion that let me put it this way. Can drones go up that high? Drones can go pretty high.
Aircraft
suit? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's why they want you to register drones, because if you fly it to a certain distance and it hits a plane, they'll know exactly what it is. But now a lot of them in the firmware and the latest drones, they actually lock it to where you can only go to a certain height. But at one point, they were able to go way up there. When the drones first started getting really kind of popular, they were able to even fly over the White House. But they changed the restrictions on them to prevent any of that from happening. Mm. But to get to it, like, we're so divided on this planet. And I have a discussion with my producer, and I talked about it before. We're so divided on this planet. There's a book called Behold a Pale White Horse. Have you ever heard of that? It was written by William T. Cooper. He was a lieutenant colonel in the Navy. He wrote this book over 20 years ago. And he talked about UFOs in the book and how the government didn't want people to know about it. Now, the only reason why I bring this book up, because I wouldn't encourage anyone to go out there to the library and purchase it or even purchase it online, because as soon as you do, your name is flagged. Me just bringing it up, talking about it, says something. But in the book, it talked not only about UFOs. It talked about the Catholic Church. It talked about the shootings in schools that we've been seeing. Before the first shooting in schools were taking place, he said he had access to this information. If you have this book, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you have this book. Well, anyways, in there, they were talking about the earth, the world is so divided. We're so divided based on religion, everything else you can think of. What would bring the world together? What would bring the world together? If all of us on planet Earth had a common enemy, that could be part of it too. What we're seeing with them doing here could be a mechanism to bring us into the one world system, to get all of us to unite together under this one world global system, because we all now have a common enemy.
Yeah, well, there's someone in the chat named Carl. He said, Will, my friend was on the run for years because of what he knew. I mean,
really?
I think there's some... Now that I listen, even like Matt Gaetz, when I heard Matt Gaetz talk, I was like, okay, so he said he saw something that he could not explain. I believe Matt Gaetz. I don't think he's somebody that causes diversion and stuff like that. I think he's more about the facts and wanting the American people to know the truth. So that added a lot of value to this hearing for me.
Yeah.
And the fact that he saw something. But
So you're saying you trust Matt Gaetz more than a lot of these other politicians? Is what you're saying.
Well, let's talk about it. You know, the history of Matt Gaetz has a lot better credibility and integrity than some of these other people.
I agree.
But I think, you know, too, it's been talked about for so many years. Listen, just like there's been crime families, they've been talked about for years, and now we're learning the truth about it. I think when there's now more to it, right? And we're not talking about just our country. This is worldwide phenomenon that's happening. Not just our country. It's not just a distraction here.
Again, you know, I think it's part of me personally. I think it's and a lot of people go, well, it's not in the Bible. There's no alien in the Bible. I never said there were aliens in the Bible. Little green men. I never said that. I truly believe that this is everything that they're doing is a mechanism to get us to go into this one world order. And that is in the Bible. So they need some kind of way to get everyone to get on board. Right? I'm telling you, it's a plot. It's the game. Listen to this one that I have for you.
Do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
And where?
I know the exact locations, and those locations were provided to the inspector general.
Has any of the activity been aggressive, been hostile in your reports?
I know of multiple colleagues of mine that got physically injured. And the activity, and I got to
by UAPs or by
people within. Yeah, we did play this in another hearing. My producer put these clips together.
Some of them, yeah. Sorry.
But here, let me get to this one because this one I think is really important. Listen to this one because they talk about how they want to silence. Now, when you have the federal government wanting to silence somebody,
pilots,
mm-hmm. I tend to question, and you should too.
They're told, actually, your career will suffer.
Yeah. Yeah, I was the one that, I guess, broke that little nugget. You know, we were down at Eglin, and being briefed, myself, Representative Gates and Representative Luna, were told we were going to get to see all this and talk to the pilots and all that, and they blocked us, basically. And, you know, we were told by pilots time and time again that they'll destroy the evidence on the footage by just hitting it with their knee, the camera apparatus, so that it destroys it. Because in fact, when they get back to the base, they'll be pulled off the flight line. They'll have a blemish on their record, and they'll be interrogated for 8 hours. They're supposed to be debriefed. There is no whistleblower protection. This is military intelligence.
Pilots are telling
it's
you
a lot
that
like it's
pilots are telling you they're destroying their own footage of UAP encounters.
Absolutely, because if they don't, they'll have a blemish on their record.
So, see something, in this case, say nothing. See something, in this case, say nothing.
And you know what? I can understand, because even the reaction of me or other people in the chat, you can see what kind of reaction they would get.
Right.
Right? And these people are supposed to be mentally fit and stuff to be flying up in the air. So, if there's anything questionable up there, or they say, oh, like this happened, of course, something, and you know, because control, the government wants control of everything.
Now, of course, right? Yeah, they want control of everything. And if they can't control it, then, you know, I mean, come on.
You're going to freeze
it. It's like the disinformation board, right? It's like the disinformation board. They don't want people to know the truth, right? They don't want people to know the truth, right? Constantly. They don't want people to know the truth. Okay, let me go to this one here. We're going to change it up now. Because I can't, you know, look, I'm a sci-fi guy. I like watching sci-fi movies. Not the latest ones, because some of them went completely woke. But I do like sci-fi movies. Talking about what's happening in our world today when it comes to, like, the prophecies being fulfilled, the different things are taking place. Let me share this one with you. This one is about foreign powers. Now, you didn't bleep out any of the stuff in there, did you? Okay, look at this one. Watch this. This is about what they want to do, implement here in America, not just in America, but the entire world. The world is about to see a global change. A global change.
They're talking about the WHO's treaty with all the countries. The WHO wants to create a treaty in order to have control during a pandemic. And listen to the details of this.
Yeah, if you're
treaty.
Not, yeah, if you're not concerned,
if it's agreed upon.
Yeah, if you're not concerned about this. Okay, so let's talk about UFOs, and I talk about UFOs because in the public square, the virtual public square, we could talk about anything. You don't have to believe it, right? That's the good thing about America. Don't take it away from me. But what they want to do to America and the rest of the world, this should have everyone concerned.
We're undergoing a soft coup. And the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda. The WHO is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO directorate and the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty and amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs.
Are you hearing this? I mean, are you actually hearing this? I'm like, what? What is she saying? What is she saying? What is she saying? She's actually saying remove your human rights. That's what I'm hearing. Remove your sovereignty. You don't have any human rights when it comes to what they want to implement. I mean, I couldn't believe this is part of the end times.
Yeah, they're saying
this is exactly what I've been talking about, what they're wanting to do.
This treaty would supersede our constitution and all sovereignty that we have in America.
Yeah. And maybe the UFOs are smoke and mirrors for this. What do you think?
We'll enforce surveillance, censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments to censor and only push a single narrative.
I mean, it's like, you know, I'm like questioning, is this AI? Because who would actually say that? But they're actually pushing this crap.
AI, she's trying to expose it.
Right, but I'm just saying they're actually trying to push this crap. Yeah. They want to send, I mean, they're not even hiding the fact. They just had a hearing on Capitol here in the United States of America where they wanting to censor your speech. There's no secret. The Joe Biden's administration, the criminal administration, just went to some three federal judges and got them to hold up and said, wait a minute, nope. We need to be able to censor the American people for their safety. Yeah. What? They didn't want to take this on a global scale.
She's part of the European Parliament, and she's saying, listen, if our government agrees on this, this is what's going to happen. She's saying it's a soft coup.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she's saying.
It's going to destroy not just there, but everywhere.
Also, we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization CEPI is planning to do. And one of the people who founded CEPI was Jeremy Farrar, who is now the chief scientist at the WHO to bring this forward. Other things that the amendments do is to bind the states so they're no longer recommendations, but enforceable edicts. Provide a liability shield. Get rid of intellectual property rights, move supplies from one country to another, enforce digital passports, and the Director General of WHO can demand that a pandemic or a potential pandemic exists. He can just declare it with no standards, and then countries around the world will have to obey.
You know, they even talked about that when it comes to the gun laws in the United States of America, because Joe Biden and the Democrats, they're trying, this is what she's saying is 100% true.
Yeah, some people are saying she's full of it, but she's not. She's actually,
what she's saying is 100% true.
We've seen it before. Well,
maybe they're saying, maybe they don't know. Maybe they just think that she's on the side of the left that's wanting to push this. Because,
that could be.
Because kind of listen to it, like she's full of, listen, she's against it.
Yeah.
She's telling everybody what they're attempting to do.
Exactly.
What their goal is. Just to be clear, I just want to make sure everyone understand that. I don't think anyone watching this, unless you're a troll, that you want to give all your sovereignty, your freedoms, you want to give it over to the nut jobs. You don't want to do that. None of us want to do that.
And well, she's not saying anything that the WHO hasn't already said.
Right. It's all public information. Okay, here's another one that I want to share.
This is crazy.
And this is, again, if y'all think that what's happening in other countries is not eventually going to come happen here, then you haven't been paying attention. What do you think the ultimate goal of the left is? Why do you think Joe Biden is willing to allow
China
to do whatever it is that they want to do in the United States of America? They set up police departments in the United States of America. The Biden regime knows about it. Allows it to happen. That China is setting up shop military-wise in Cuba, doing nothing about it. The Chinese sends over a spy balloon from the West Coast to the East Coast, does nothing about it until they get to the other side after it already collected all the data. They are wanting to implement a social score, the same social score that China has implemented. They want to do it here. Because then, once they do that, they can prevent you from saying anything, and they can prevent you from having a job, prevent you from going to a movie theater, prevent you from going to a restaurant, prevent you from going to a grocery store because of your social score. Do you understand what I'm telling you? they are pushing this whole idea. Why do you think that they're really pushing this whole thing about digital currency? I haven't really even dived into the digital currency, what they're wanting to push here in the United States of America. And it's not just here in America. They're wanting to push this whole digital currency all over the planet. If you still think that we're not living in the last days, you have not been paying attention. You've been blind to what's going on. And all I'm doing is sharing the information with you. And well, people go, well, you can make anything connect. You can make anything connect. I did IT for 20 plus years. They never had the technology that they have now. Never. You can't sit there and tell me. There's never been a time on planet Earth where they can actually know where every man and woman is if they tag them. They can actually do that today. They couldn't do that 20 years ago. They couldn't do it 10. Well, they could do it 10 years ago because they had the technology. But they couldn't do it before. They can do it now. And it's already been approved by the FDA. I've already proved that multiple times. I encourage everyone right now, listen to my voice. Go Google FDA approval for RFID chip. Google it if you haven't. Prove me wrong. It's already there. It's already been approved. But look what they're doing here in
China.
So this guy's walking up to the thing here. Look.
So that's a gas station.
This is a gas station.
So he has to be digitally verified that they check his social score and everything before he enters to get gas.
And look at this. Go back to the full screen on it. Go to full screen. Go. Look at that. And watch what he does right here. You see, he puts his hand right there. He puts his hand up there. This is coming to America. Have y'all been to a particular store, particular grocery store? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? There's a grocery store right now that's asking you for your biometrics. And you can go in a store and you can pay for everything on your way out because of your biometrics. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Google it. Some people say, well, this stuff far-fetched is not going to happen in 60 years, not going to happen in my lifetime. But yet, it's happening today. And then they don't want to talk to me about it. I can't tell you how many people, and I've said this so many times, I had so many people send me messages to go, well, What you're saying is like far off. It's not going to happen until 60 years from now. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. And then when it happens and I reply back to them and I show them where it's actually happening in our lifetime, you know what the response is? Let me tell you what the response is. You ready? Did you get that? Did you get it? That's the response. Because I get it. A lot of people don't want it to be happening in our lifetime. I mean, I get it. I understand it. People want to say this, well, this is not happening. It's not happening. I get it. A lot of times fear sets in and people don't want it to be the truth.
Yeah. I mean, it's not something we wanted to talk about, but it's interesting because they had the hearing and there's so many weird things going on right now. I mean, to be honest with you, the Republicans have really been, these hearings I'm starting to see are productive in a sense. They're getting things out there. Today they had a hearing on something we couldn't show here.
Yeah, there's actually a hearing about how the left is wanting to mutilate children, right? Mm-hmm. And the way they're wanting to do it and how they're putting it across like it's a really good thing. But and what they're saying in the hearing, I should be able to show with everybody. Yeah. But because the federal government is going to the big tech companies, they won't allow me to show it to you. What does that say? And the last time I did a video talking about UFOs, UAPs, they took the video down. The last time I did it. So I'm still a little concerned about this one. It's on the hearing. I should be able to see. That's my point.
Yeah, the government's talking about it, right?
Yes,
we're
that's
just
my
sharing
point.
What they were saying and what was said in the hearing.
I should be able to talk about it. You should be able to talk about it. Mm-hmm. That's the most frustrating thing to me ever. And then a lot of people go, well, don't talk about it because it's not real. Well, where's your proof it's not real? I don't have any proof, but I like talking about it. We should be able to talk about it.
Number one person that's like, this is too far for me. But I don't, you know what? The world is so weird now. I don't even know. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't, like I said, Matt Gaetz seems to be a credible person to me. I know what I saw. And let me tell you what I saw was way before drones were even, I was like out of high school. Mm-hmm. It was before they even really had drones.
So how long ago everywhere. Was that? How long ago was that? You going to tell us?
It was in.
Was it like, what, 4 years ago? Okay, everybody, let's get to
1992.
I was trying to give you a compliment.
Come on
here.
Now.
I mean,
you
how dare you?
It was after high school.
let's get to this. Let's get to something that we all know that is actually happening. I think we all agree. It's about time. McCarthy looks like he's getting ready to explain why they need to go ahead and do an impeachment query. Impeachment needs to happen of Joe Biden. How many of y'all agree right now? Have we put the comments on the screen at all? Let's put the comments on the screen. How many of y'all agree that they need to go ahead and proceed with impeachment inquiry, meaning they need to start looking into it and how they're going to impeach Joe Biden? And if you ask me, they need to go ahead and lump Kamala Harris in there as well, because we have people lost lives. They lost their lives on the southern border because of her inactions, right? I mean, is it even working? My question is, do you think it's time for Joe Biden to be impeached, or is it overtime? It's been time. Do you think he should be impeached? Now, you have to remember, impeach Joe Biden. They got to impeach Kamala Harris, too, because if Kamala Harris is there to sign to give her 5 minutes to do an executive order, America is surely done. Right. So what I'm saying is when we need to impeach Joe Biden, should it be Joe Biden and his entire regime? Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, it needs to be a package deal. It really does. It needs to be a package deal. My personal opinion. But what do you think? What do you think? Watch this with Kevin McCarthy when he's talking about this.
Okay, let me first correct you. Were you there when I said that? Okay, then what did I say? Okay, so you're claiming.
Yeah, she's basically putting words in his mouth, right?
That I said we're going to impeach the president. I floated the idea of impeachment. Okay, so you're wrong. So if you record, go back and watch. I said impeachment inquiry. There is a big difference. And let me explain it, because maybe not everybody understands it. What impeachment inquiry does when you vote on the floor, it gives you the apex of power of Congress. Okay? And just walk through what? We have two whistleblowers from the IRS claiming the Biden family were treated differently, that David Weiss let the statute of limitations run out. The basic rule of thumb in any case, when you're getting the statute of limitations coming up within 6 months, you get an extension based upon the individuals. They said the Bidens were willing to do that. They should do that now. We have an individual that we now found went to the FBI a number of years ago, claiming that they bribed the president and said you couldn't find the money because all the shell companies, it's the 1023. We found that when then Attorney General Barr found it, that he sent it to the Pennsylvania justice, and they said there's more to it. When does an attorney out investigate the FBI? We then found that the president, Biden, while running for office, made a couple claims. He first looked the public in the eye and said, I've never spoken to my son about any business dealing. He said, my family has not taken one dime from China. In part of this investigation, we found that when the vice president became vice president, his family created 20 shell companies, kind of like what the 1023 said would happen. We found that 16 of the 17 payments from Romania came to the president while he was vice president. We now found that money did come from China, differently said. We've now found the president has changed what he said, but we have a real question about David Weiss and the attorney general and the other six people in the meeting. It's contradictory based upon what the IRS agents said and asked questions and took notes from the meetings and emailed everybody about those notes. Now, if you're any member of Congress, this is not saying impeachment. This is not anything but we need to investigate. And what happens, like you watched the situation yesterday, where the federal government says there's still an investigation of the Bidens. Well, the only way you'll be able to get information that way is to have the strength to be able to get the documents you need. I was concerned when asked a question that I haven't seen an administration act this way at the same time as Nixon did by withholding information. If they do not provide the information we need, then we would go to an impeachment inquiry impeachment inquiry, which simply is an investigation and providing Congress the power to do that investigation.
Now, the only reason why I think he's going this route is so now I wish he would just come out and say, yeah, we're going to impeach him. But you know what? That's what Nancy Pelosi did. They did it completely on fraudulent information, hearsay information. I believe, and I could be wrong, okay, I believe that Kevin McCarthy is doing this, going this route because they want to make sure they have all their ducks in a row. They want to make sure that the Democrats can't even deny it. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? So that's the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. The Republicans actually want to make sure they have all of the information, all the ducks in a row. With the Democrats, they don't care. They just say impeach them because we don't like them. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Hope it does. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me this evening. Thank you so much for sharing this video. I know it's a different one, but I want to talk about something I normally don't talk about that I'm somewhat interested in. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, everyone. We've all been longing for hope and a plan that would secure our elections forever. Well, now it's all come down to this. I'm hosting an event August 16th and 17th, and we're going to reveal the plan that will save our election platforms immediately. And it's something that's never been thought of before, and it's never been done before in world history. And the biggest thing is everyone's going to embrace this plan no matter who you are. So go to LindellEvent.com and sign up with your email now to gain exclusive live stream access. Enter your referral code and you'll also receive a free online gift now. Thank you and God bless.